Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I wanted to thank you guys for listening thus far. This is going to be the last two episodes, so I hope you enjoy. And then if you have any questions, please feel free to submit some questions to the AMA, and I hope to hear from you guys. So these are the last two posts, and we're starting with number 31. Hey, sorry for the delay on the update, but we've all had COVID and we're just now feeling almost back to full health. That means that there won't be anything to tell about the last 10 days or so. But since we're still playing catch up, there's definitely more to post. We're nearly up to date, finally. I just got last weekend and the one before this past one to cover, and we're there. There isn't much to tell about the Sunday after the last post, since I was pretty sore for obvious reasons. So my youngest didn't get to try my ass, which he was okay with. I basically sat them both down and we chatted about all of it. He'd get his turn once I'd recovered. The main takeaway from that conversation was that even though I was sore, I really enjoyed it. And I'm willing to continue doing it like that with them when the circumstances are right and I'm feeling up to it. The main, see only, drawback, I guess, is their size, and they understand fully, which I appreciate. We did have sex together on Sunday to wrap up the weekend, but nothing particularly new happened, so I'll just skip to the next weekend. Friday rolled around again, and I was all hot and bothered, because it was our time again. I managed to get off work early enough to ensure they were awake, and I was basically trembling, holding the steering wheel on the way home. Filled completely with nervous energy and excitement, I wasn't exactly sure what was in store for us, but after we'd spoken on the weekend before, I had a feeling my youngest would want his turn. I was feeling back to normal again, the tenderness left after a day or two, and I was so ready for whatever they wanted to do. I remember having this feeling I haven't had in years, total enamorment, just wanting nothing more on earth than to see and hold their cocks and put them wherever they wanted it. When I walked through the door, I hadn't let them know that I was coming home early. So the look on their faces was priceless, a mixture of shock and surprise, I guess. They were both on the couch, but smiled brightly when I walked in and dropped my bag in the doorway. "Hey," I smiled back at them. "What are you doing here?" my oldest exclaimed first when standing up to walk over for a hug. "I got off early today. I guess I just couldn't stand being away from you tonight." My youngest joined his brother and hopped up straight away, following him for his own hug. As they held me, I moved their hands to my butt, which they grinned at and squeezed a cheek each. "I need a shower, but meet me in the bedroom as soon as you can." They went to scoot off to their own shower, but I said, "Wait," as they were clamoring off. "What?" my youngest said, turning sharply to see what was up. I didn't say anything more. Just took off my top and pants in front of them, leaving on just my bra and a thong, and left everything on a pile on the floor. As I walked between them off to my room, I said, "That's all." They sighed loudly as I passed them, and I jumped into the shower, washing myself as fast as ever. I was quicker than them, however, because I came out to an empty bedroom. Knowing I didn't have much time left before they came in, I quickly sifted through my drawer to find the fitting thong for the night, pink lace and nothing on top. Crawling up onto my bed, I waited, surprisingly nervous, shifting my pose a few times and not really knowing what to choose. I'm not sure why that night felt different. Maybe it was the unexpectedness of it all. But I had to pause and laugh at myself as I wiggled around in my own bed, thinking about what would be the sexiest for for my sons to walk into. Eventually, I just lay there on my side, front toward the door, like one of their French girls with my boobs pushed together, and waited. I could feel myself getting wetter and wetter as the minutes passed, before eventually they popped around the corner and approached the end of the bed. With the hand that wasn't propping me up, I held it before them. They decided they couldn't wait either. "We need to talk about what's going to happen," I said. They seemed a bit taken aback by my hesitancy, but we needed to discuss it. "Don't worry, you're not in trouble," I said reassuringly. "But tonight might be, well, someone's turn," I said, looking toward my youngest. "If you want that, of course. I just want to make it clear before we do anything." My youngest's face lit up and my oldest smiled, looking back at me. "I think that we're all on the same page," my oldest said. "And you," I said to my youngest, "are you ready?" "I've been waiting for this all week," he said. "Good, because so have I. Just stay there, but move closer to the bed." They shuffled forward, and I slid off the edge, hopping onto one of my knees in front of them, so their cocks were only inches from my face. I didn't touch them for a while. Just looked back and forth between them, almost drooling at the sight. Before I took hold of them and leaned my head forward, taking my youngest in my mouth first, the moan he let out almost had me coming on the spot. I let him out of my mouth and spat on my oldest cock from the distance, and now the saliva coated it. I re-grabbed it and stroked him from base to tip, now with some lubrication. They both had their eyes glued to me as I looked up at them, lips firmly clasped around whichever cock. I swapped my mouth back and forth, letting each in as deep as I could go, almost jamming them down my throat. They were smashing the backs of my mouth, but I wanted more, so whoever was in my mouth, I grabbed their ass and pulled them into my face before having to come up for air. This went on for a while, and they were both getting closer to each other because of my pulling, basically leaning against my body with their thighs. When I had to have a breather, I grabbed them with my hands and looked back up at them, smiling through the spit that had pooled on my chin and my breasts, coughing slightly. They both moved even closer to each other, and I'm not sure what made me do it, but without asking, I hugged them even closer so I could run my tongue between their cockheads. The noise they let out was truly something else. So taking that as an okay, I opened my mouth as widely as I could and pulled them both into my mouth at the same time. "Oh, fuck, Mom," my oldest said as his cock rubbed against his brother's and my tongue. My youngest just sighed deeply as they fought for real estate, heads rubbing together, covered in spit. I let them go with my hands and wrapped my arms around their thighs, grabbing their asses again and pulling them even deeper into me. They shifted slightly so that their cocks were almost parallel, going in and out of my stretched mouth as they grabbed the back of my head and tried to rip my mouth apart. I pulled my face off, laying my head on top of the mattress, breathless, but grabbing at my breasts, pushed them together, and raised in my own pleasure about the situation. "That was okay, wasn't it?" I finally said. "What, the touching?" my youngest said. "Yeah," I said kind of meekly. I couldn't just help myself. I needed that so bad. "It was better than okay, Mom," the oldest said. "Really kind of hot, you didn't ask this time." "You know, it's fine with me," my youngest said before he knelt down and grabbed under my armpits, pulling me up so that I was standing between them. He turned me around and pushed me over to the side of the bed, so I was face down, ass pointing toward them, and I felt my thong being tugged over my ass. I couldn't see who was doing what. and which I thought was really hot, so I shut my eyes, expecting a cock, but was met instead by a warm tongue against my clit. It circled around and around before moving up and poking at my asshole. I reached back and spread my cheeks, but my hands were swatted away in place of someone else's that did the spreading for me. I just closed my eyes and reached underneath myself to find my own clit while having both holes licked and spread. I felt myself loosening up as the tongue went deeper and deeper, poking its way into me while I massaged myself, moaning deeply. Suddenly, I felt the bed collapse under someone's weight, and I opened my eyes to see my oldest cock in front of my face. But the tongue was still there, meaning it was my youngest hungrily lapping at me. I got myself up onto my arm that wasn't rubbing myself, and again took him in my mouth. He pulled it out and slapped it across my cheeks back and forth a few times before plunging it back down my throat. Suddenly, the tongue was out and the hands off my ass before I heard, "Where's the lube?" from behind me. "In the side drawer," I said, while my oldest continued to smack my face with his cock. I looked up into his eyes and sucked him again before the other returned and clasped his hands around my hips. "Please fuck my ass, baby. I want it so fucking bad." I started moaning. "It's so fucking ready for you." My legs pulled themselves into the bed, so I was on a frog-type position with my legs hanging off the end. He wasted no time at all. No fingers necessary this time. I just felt a large flop onto my back before the squirting sound of lube filled the air. The head of his cock rubbed against my pussy first, teasing me with it before he spread my cheeks, and I felt his head pressing against my asshole. I had to stop sucking to take some deep breaths, willing to make myself loose as he pushed before slip, and his head was in. "Ugh, Mom. You're so fucking tight," he said behind me. "Go slow to start. I'll warm up to it," I said through closed eyes, my ass stretched around his cock as he thrust into me gently, and I had to drop my head between my oldest's thighs. Wrapping my arms around them and holding on tightly, I moved my body back to meet his forward thrusts as everything inside me just melted. He was getting deeper, and I said, "Fuck, fuck, fuck," gently with every thrust. "Don't stop, baby, please, don't stop now." My right arm shifted under me again, rubbing at my clit for extra stimulation. And with that, I started shaking. It was getting really hard to stay in that position, but I wanted to for them. Bent over and in total control of the two of them, in a much faster time than I expected, I felt an orgasm building. I guess I was just so fucking turned on that it was bound to come fast. "Oh my God, baby, I'm gonna come," I said through gritted teeth. "Don't stop fucking me, I'm so close." He only made his thrust longer and harder until I felt his balls slap against my pussy, and that was too much. I writhed and my torso shook as I was brought to orgasm with his cock still in my ass. I was about to fall forward before he held my wrists even tighter and pulled me back onto his cock. "Come in my ass, baby. Come in mommy's ass, please, please, please." As I said that, my oldest, obviously feeling left out, put his hands under my chin and grabbed my mouth back toward his cock, which I jammed down the back of my throat. I had them in me at both ends, going so fucking deep. And I think the sight of that was what did it for my youngest, because without saying anything, he let out a deep groan. And with one final thrust all the way in, he came in my ass. I could tell it was a huge load by how much warmth filled me every time his cock pumped. Unlike his brother the week before, though he pulled straight out of me shuddering, I collapsed myself and rolled over. My thighs were too sore to hold like that. So I switched myself to laying underneath where my oldest was saying nothing, but letting him know what I needed by pulling him down on top of me. He didn't say anything either, just fell forward onto me and kissed me, grabbing my breasts while he entered me from on top. He fucked me long and deep until after about 30 seconds he started breathing quickly. I don't care where you come, I said, looking directly into his eyes. Fill me up or fucking coat me. Just please come for me. As his thrusts got shorter, I knew it was coming, and although I wouldn't have minded if he came in me, he pulled out and let loose onto my stomach and boobs. Massive ropes, almost thudding when they landed on me. I was very impressed. He fell down on his side, leaving me still on my back, wriggling into cum and basking in the glow of our three orgasms. When my head became clear after a few minutes of them stroking me from the sides, there was a moment I felt surprised at just how dirty and lustful my talk with them had become, especially when they were both in my mouth. I kept replaying that over and over in my head, and the thoughts of what doors had potentially opened. I knew it would be a weekend full of more of the same, so after we'd showered again, I let them sleep on my bed with me, partly because I needed a cuddle, and partly because I didn't want to let them out of my sight. Okay, this is update number 32, and it's the last one in the series. After this, you guys need to submit your questions for the AMA, and please be kind. Hey, so I was going to do another post about a full weekend that followed my last update, but since I did have a break from posting when I was sick, I think I'll just skip ahead to the weekend that after. Partly to catch up quicker, but partly mostly because so many of you have been asking if a certain event happened, and I want to tell you all about it. You know what's possible with two boys. So if you've been asking or thinking about it, this is for you. If you're interested in the details about the weekend, it's kind of skipping. Please just ask me below and I'll answer. I will say as a preface that on Saturday night, after we had sex, my oldest, while laying next to me and squeezing my breasts gently, looked up at me and said, Have you ever been DP'd? He was referring to double penetration. While I'd been thinking about it more and more, in recent times it was still funny/jarring to hear that coming from my son. Really cementing the adage that words are much more powerful than thoughts. We had spoken about it briefly after he moved home, and we were setting out the rules, but it was basically left at that, with no further discussion. My youngest, who was sprawled across my legs, sat up after he heard that. Never, I said. Before this, I'd not had much experience with two men. It was another normal week, getting home late and leaving for work early, but I'm sure you don't want to hear more about that. My ass was far less tender after the second time, and I felt very back to my now normal horny self. Anytime there was a lull at work, I'd daydream about what he'd said. How would it work? Would I be able to fit them? I felt pretty confident that I could, but in what position would feel the best for all of us? How could I encourage them for it without straight up asking for it? These thoughts plagued me all week, and suddenly it was Friday. The excitement definitely made the days fly by, but again, I didn't get home till much later, and they were asleep. I showered myself with a deep clean and sat up in my bed, twiddling my thumbs, too filled with nervous energy to sleep properly. I closed my eyes to think about the plan I'd formulated. When I opened them, I was met with birds chirping and the warmth of the sun splaying across me. Shit! I had fallen asleep and the day was already here. After getting my bearings and waking up more, I rubbed my eyes and with an oversized top on, I sauntered out to the kitchen to make some coffees for everyone. The boys must have been tired because they still weren't awake, so I brought their coffees to them in their bedrooms, rousing them with a gentle kiss on the forehead and leaving the coffees by their bedside table before heading back to the kitchen. They came out shortly after, still rubbing their eyes with mugs in hand. Stopping by for a proper morning kiss, my oldest put his mug down and felt my breast over my shirt once he broke the hug and we shared a smile. "Fancy seeing you up and about so early," he said while letting me go. "Usually on a Saturday, we are at your door like dogs." I laughed, saying, "Guess I didn't get much sleep. We can put it down to excitement." My youngest, who was still standing, came up behind me and put his arms over my shoulders, replacing his brother's hands on my boobs, and just massaged, which I could only sigh at. "You can do that shirt off stuff if you want," I said, to no particular. "Follow me." They stepped in tow like lemmings, and when I was about halfway down the hall, I lifted the top off, exposing my butt and my back to them, but didn't turn for a reaction. They had stripped off too by the time we got there, and my oldest jumped up onto the bed first. I sat between his legs, pressing his now hard cock against my back, and just lay there while he groped me from behind. My youngest must have seen this, and probably sensing my sensual mood, took an opportunity because instead of kneeling in front of me, he lay down, spreading my legs and began kissing my inner thighs before moving his head between my legs and licking me gently. "Boys," I moaned, while I had the tongue all over my pussy and hands on my breasts. I reached up over my head, running my hands through my oldest's hair, just feeling so loved and cared for. He responded by lifting my boobs around my nipples, which I've always found really stimulating, and my breaths began shortening as I slid slightly down, raising my ass up for better access. "You're getting so good at this, baby," I said to my youngest, who responded with a grunt and the clasp of his hands around my thighs. In no time, and being stimulated almost everywhere, I felt my orgasm build, so I started moaning their names, which I haven't really done that much. It's mostly just been cries of baby. So my heightened mood must have been coming through. I grabbed the back of my youngest's head and held him into my clit tightly, which he focused on before I couldn't hold it anymore and I came. When I did, he stayed there for a while, still licking and obviously enjoying it, and I lay back on his brother's chest, relaxing as we both watched him finish his work. "That was really, really good, baby," I said once he had gotten up and wiped my wetness off his chin. "You've given us so much head, I just want to make sure you get plenty too," he said a little coyly. I thought he was really cute, so I turned slightly, grabbing the back of their heads and said between them, "I want to fuck you together today." Looking slightly perplexed by what I said, they exchanged a glance like, "Well, obviously," so I continued, "You are not understanding me. I have to, well, I want to, fuck you, together." Their eyebrows raised in unison as understanding washed over their faces. Yeah, like that, I said, still holding their hair. I leaned in for a deep kiss first with my youngest, then moved over to my oldest and spat in my hands, which found their way to their cocks and started stroking. These are huge, but I want it to work so badly. I may need some warming up first. Their eyes sort of went really wide as I was saying this, so I tugged them closer to each other in front of me, so their cocks were tip to tip, and ran my hands along their shaft, from balls to balls, spitting down in front of me and catching it to use as lube. They were both staring intently at me as we kissed for a while, my mouth switching between them as I rubbed their cocks, with them moaning. I love you both, I said to them before one final kiss. And I want you both, I said, before falling forward between them and sticking my ass into the air, which they grabbed at, pushing their fingers into whatever they could. I couldn't see who was touching what, but there was a lot going on behind me, and I just closed my eyes, feeling the sensations. One finger was gently massaging my asshole, pushing in every now and then, while the other went between my pussy and clit, rubbing it harder and harder, and my breathing re-increased. Mmm, fuck, I said. You know just what to do, boys, I said to no one, dropping my head into my hands. Choose now who's going where, and I won't look. Surprise me, I said, giggling slightly at what was happening. I surprised myself with how sexy I seemed to make it feel. It was all very undecided, but with family, it's always about talking before doing, so I was really playing with everything by ear and wanted to add an element of shock to myself on this. After some quiet murmuring behind me, I felt their hands pull me up and I was once again between them, but my oldest hugged me tightly and pulled me down on top of him. I was giggling while all this was happening and said, guess you made your choice. He just smiled and said, I love your pussy. And there's always time for more later, right? Plenty of time, I said, and I kissed him from on top. My hips started grinding on his stomach before I reached beneath myself, lining his cock up and sat back down, taking the whole thing in one swoop. It sent shivers all the way through my body, and I put my hands on his chest, not being able to help myself from the urge to ride him. Suddenly, my youngest cock appeared next to my face, and I began sucking it from the side with no hands, which were still resting on my oldest's chest. Mmm, you taste so fucking good, I moaned. Do you want to fill me up with it? I need you in my ass too, baby. Please fill my holes, I said through sucks, which was met with a deep groan and moans from him. When I spat him out to get my breath back, he kneeled down beside me and I felt his hand rub my ass and hole. I was still bouncing on his brother's cock before he slid his finger inside me, instantly making everything tighter. My eyes opened as the realization of what was going to happen hit me. He left my side and rolled up behind me. While he was getting into position, I stopped moving to give us all the best chance for this. I felt his calves hit mine, and there were just legs everywhere in a mess. His hand scratched my back for a while as I felt his cock bounce against my ass, and I leaned over, hugging my oldest and arching my back for him. Eventually, there was a pushing sensation as he was finding the hole, and he said, you're really fucking tight here now, he said as he slipped around. I can't wait to be tighter for you both, I said before resting my head on the chest pillow. Please, baby, fill me up with your two fat cocks. I need it, I said before the head slipped in. And holy fuck. The stretch I felt immediately was like nothing I'd ever experienced before, and he hadn't started thrusting yet. My oldest obviously realized he was in too, because he whispered, "Oh God," into my ear. He worked his way slowly to begin with, and I arched my back more to raise my hips so my oldest could keep fucking me from below. With every inch he got into my ass, it felt so fucking good. Eventually, they found a rhythm and started going in and out together. With each pushing, getting deeper and deeper inside me, till it felt like they were balls deep. The only thing I could say was, "Fuck, fuck, fuck," over and over, while grabbing at the sheets. My mouth was wide open, and this new sensation, I could totally moan as they fucked me together. My youngest really started picking up the pace till his thighs were slapping against my ass, and I reached back to stretch my cheeks, trying to get him deeper into me, saying, "Fuck me deep, I fucking want it so bad." He responded by grabbing onto my arms and pulling me up, fucking me hard like that before dropping me when he got tired. After I'd gathered myself with them still inside me, I said, "Can we try this spooning?" My youngest pulled out, which was quite a shock to my ass. But with my oldest still in me, I fell to the side and my youngest positioned himself behind me, cuddling up so our bodies were pressed together, and I lifted my leg, wrapping it around my oldest, and he reached around, spreading my cheeks for his brother to get back inside me. It went in a lot easier than the first time, and they settled into a rhythm of fucking me with the alternating thrusts. "Oh God," I said, once they got going, "this feels so fucking good." And it did, much better than the first position, but maybe because I was getting used to their size. They fucked me with grunts and groans, neither saying much besides, "So fucking tight, Mom." Eventually, my youngest started to shake a little, so I talked him through it, saying, "Oh, baby, please come in my... I want to feel it deep inside me. Dump in my ass." That was all he needed, because he came long and deep with a few final thrusts, and my oldest stopped to give him some time. He pulled out immediately and rolled off, shaking. So I rolled over back on top of my oldest, put his hands on my boobs, and bounced on him until he came in my pussy with no coaxing necessary. I jumped straight off of him and then rolled between them, face down with an arm draped across both, as we just laid there, breathing, taking in what we had just done together. It was so fucking hot, and the only thing I was really thinking was that I wanted it again. We stayed there for a while before I jumped into the shower and cleaned myself off, but it was a really intimate moment, just laying there naked with one another. And that is the end. I hope you enjoyed that. It's super taboo. I know that a lot of people won't listen to it, but it was an interesting story, and I hope people will ask some questions for the AMA and that you guys find it helpful. Thank you very much. This was a long series. And thank you for the follower that had sent it. It's a very good story. I wanted just to mention that. I know I mentioned in every post, but thank you very much. And thank you to Bathing My Son for giving me approval to read it for audio.